and it resulted in a permanent colostomy. And he wrote these very personal words in one of his last Easter messages to the people of his diocese. He said, quote, "I am now a member of an association of people who have been wounded by cancer. That association has its symbol, the phoenix, a bird of Egyptian mythology. The Greek poet Hesiod, who lived 8 centuries before Jesus was born, wrote about this legendary bird in his poetry. When the bird felt its death was near, it would fly off to Phoenicia, build a nest of aromatic wood, and set itself on fire. When the bird was consumed by the flames, a new phoenix sprang forth from the ashes. Thus, the phoenix symbolizes immortality, resurrection, and life after death. It sums up the Easter message perfectly. Jesus gave up his life, and from the grave he was raised to life again on the third day. New life rises from the ashes of death. This night, we are celebrating Christ's victory over the grave, the gift of eternal life for all who believe in Jesus. That is why the phoenix was one of the earliest symbols of the risen Christ." End of his quote. Archbishop Whelan could have lived in a gloomy tomb of self-pity, hopeless defeat, and chronic sadness. But his faith in the risen Lord opened his eyes to new visions about life. One of the greatest gifts that God has given to humans is the gift of free choice. God never overpowers us. God never twists our arms and never pushes our faces into something we do not ourselves choose. And nowhere is this truer than what is revealed in the resurrection of Jesus. The Gospels assure us that just like his birth, the resurrection was real. It was physical, not just some figment of the consciousness of believers in him. After the resurrection, we are assured that Jesus' tomb was empty, that people could touch him when he appeared, he ate food with them, that he was not a ghost. But his rising from the dead was not a slap in the face to those who were critics, a non-negotiable fact that left skeptics with nothing to say. It was not some spectacular event that exploded into the world as a breaking news alert. It had the same dynamics as when Jesus was born. After he rose from the dead, Jesus was seen by some, but not by others. Some understood, but not others. Some got his meaning, and it changed their lives forever. Others were indifferent to him, and still others understood what had happened, but hardened their hearts against it and tried to destroy the truth. Notice how this parallels almost perfectly to what happened when Jesus was born. The baby was real, not a ghost. He was seen by some, but not by others. And the event was understood by some, but not everyone. Some got its meaning and it changed their lives. Others were indifferent, and their lives went on as before. While still others, like King Herod, sensed its meaning, but hardened their hearts against it and tried to destroy the child. Why is there a difference? What makes some see the resurrection while others do not? What lets some understand the mystery and embrace it, while others are left in indifference or hatred? Hugh of St. Victor, who lived in the 12th century, was a mystical theologian, and he used to say, Love is the eye. When we look at anything through the eyes of love, we see correctly, understand, and properly appropriate its mystery. But he said, the reverse is also true. When we look at anything through eyes that are jaded, cynical, jealous, angry, or bitter, we will not see correctly. We will not understand, and we will not properly appropriate its mystery. We see this in how the Gospel of Luke describes the event of Easter today. Jesus has risen, but first of all, only the persons who are driven by love, Mary Magdalene and the other women, go out in search of him. The 11 and the others remain as they are, locked inside their own world. But love seeks out its beloved, and the women go, spices in hand, wanting at least to embalm his dead body. They find his grave empty and go back to the others tell them that the tomb is empty. They, most of them, think this is nonsense and do not believe the women. Peter is different. He goes to the tomb, sees, and is amazed. That is why, after the resurrection, some saw Jesus, but others did not. Some understood, while others did not. Those with the eyes of love saw and understood. Those without the eyes of love either didn't see anything, or were perplexed, or were upset by what they did see. My brothers and sisters, Christ is risen. Though we might not see him, just like we don't always notice awesomeness and beauty right in front of us, the miraculous doesn't force itself on us. It's there to be seen, whether we see or not. And what precisely we do see depends mainly upon what's going on inside our own hearts.